and this is episode 3 of the Surf Radio Podcast. My name is Shandy. I'm here today with...
I'm Savo, man. Osev.
Yeah.
If you want.
Hey. And... I got your boy, Tiger from the Woods, a.k.a. Captain Africa, a.k.a. You know, Wakanda Forever. A.K.A. Yo, I don't have any more A.K.A.s, bro. Sound like a fucking little dicky. So,
oh, shit.
Yo, that was fucking...
Yes, sir. Bro. Yes, sir. So we have Old Sav and Tiger from the Woods. And we're going to be talking today about labels and how we see the future of music going for not only ourselves, but just the future of music in general and business, where we stand with labels and just if we're going to stay independent, work with labels, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Word. Yo, I just want to say, though, I've told you guys my point, my standpoint before the beginning of this podcast and shit. Like, yo, I'm for labels, right?
Mm-hmm.
But... I will say though that right now there's like an oversaturation effect of like artists creating their own labels, which is like co-signed to a label, which is also
that type of shit, bro. I'm talking about like
I know. It's like I'm just saying though, like, that's an argument for y'all, I guess, that I'm giving for free. There is an oversaturation effect right now fucking label and shit. Like, I see niggas rapping and be like, yeah, I got my own gang, got my own label, got my own. Nah, nah. It's like, nah, nigga, like, nah. You ain't free.
That's like.
But yeah, man. I mean, okay, I guess I'll briefly, like, explain to you guys why I'm for labels.
Mm-hmm.
So, yo. In the past, like, I guess 5 years or so, there's been more than one proof that independent artists, you know, can achieve what labels are achieving with artists, even going further than that. I don't need to mention, but I will still, Chance the Rapper is the fucking perfect example.
Yes, sir.
Motherfucker went to the Grammys for the first time in his life, 3 Grammys.
Yes,
you
sir.
Know? Miracle Disney... Enchantment Forest story type shit, but you know, like, kudos to him for that. But, you know, it's like, you know, I give props to the niggas, you know, for being independent and doing their own shit. But I feel though that over the past years, there's also been like, I guess, a misconception or a deformation of like what a label represents. Because I'm not sure exactly that in today's age, like today's era for the music industry, it's exactly the same way. They play the game exactly with the same rules or the same way that they used to back in the days. You know what I mean? So, like,
yeah.
I feel like, yo, people, like artists, can get a lot out of a label if they know how the game is being played, if they know the rules and shit, you know what I mean?
Because,
like,
facts.
All the stories, like, a majority of stories that we hear about artists getting fucked over, like, oh my god, this guy was so talented, he was signed to Warner Brothers, or to and he got fucked over, and, like, now he's nobody. It's like, bro, most of these niggas, the most common point is that they didn't have knowledge.
It's understandable.
It's understandable, because, like, yo, most of those artists as well, they come out of the hood. They come out of, like, the struggle and shit. And it's, like, places where you don't always have access to knowledge about
industries. Yeah, it's like that whole Kendrick album, bro. He says, like, yo, when I was, like, I didn't pass economics in school and now I got, like, $1 million check. That's pretty much it.
Yeah, you know what I mean? So I feel like, yo, if you know, if you study the game, if you know how the rules are played, it's like, yo, there's a way for you to see what's the better option. Maybe a label can be the better option. Maybe being independent can be the better option. But you have to figure out how it's being done, how it's played. You know what I mean?
Factual. Yeah, bro, yeah.
Okay, so, yo, let me tell you why, like, I disagree on some stuff. Like,
go ahead, yo.
Like, first of all, I think about labels and stuff, you really should see like what's your focus in your career, bro? Because of course, when you have a label, bro, you have a machine behind you, bro. You have a still fucking a lot of money, unlimited money, like a lot of connects, a lot of fucking shit. But you know, what I don't like about labels, bro, is that once you sign, it's pretty much over for you. They take a share out of you. They take your creative controls. They pretty much gonna tell you like how you gonna do this shit.
Yo, hold on. I wouldn't say it's over, bro. Like, it's not exactly over. It's like, yeah, they take a share. They take a share, definitely. They always do, cause bro, they're a fucking label. They're like they're investing on you. They're investing on you. But then again, like as I'm saying, if you know. There's not just one type of deal that you can get with a label, bro. There's many type of deals. Like you're the one telling me a while back. I think it's Big Crit. You know, he signed to Def Jam.
Oh right? Yeah, no. Big Crit got screwed over by Def Jam. Like he's making more money right now than he ever has from like that Def Jam ever made on him.
Same thing with Trinidad James, bro. He signed a $1 million deal straight up. Now he's independent, getting more money than before.
Yeah, bro.
Not relevant, but you know, still there, still eating off fucking all gold, everything, bro.
Yeah, bro.
Who would have thought, right?
True. But I wouldn't say that, you know, having a bigger company, like taking a cut from your check is like saying, yo, it's over. Cause like
Nah. I say it's over for your creative stance. Like as far as an artist go, you think Lil Pump, he can just go like nah. I'm gonna start singing country music. Like he's pretty much set to the whole idea. He built his brand on top of that, being stupid and just talking about the same stuff and oversaturating the market with the same stuff. And you see the formulas come around, bro. Like you're gonna have then a lot of kids like this, like Kid Boo and all of those fucking. Icy Narco and all of this off-brand motherfucking Lil Pump because of the formula. That's what I'm saying. Like people like this don't have creative control anymore. They're basically just going on tour and giving a share of the money. Yo, like back then, like when you talked about deals, you said there's different type of deals, right? Mm-hmm. But you know, the fucking deals, bro, they all have a risk level. Like the a 360 deal is normally, but a 360 deal is the lowest form of like risk. Because they're going to get on you, bro. They're going to fucking extort the more money you can get, then you're going to be put on a shelf and the hottest next guy is coming, bro. That's just about, like, you know, I was looking up and, you know, fucking A$AP Rocky, let me pull it up to see exactly with who he got the deal, bro. But A$AP Rocky, bro, he got a $3 million deal, bro, just to be fucking creative, bro. Not anybody's like this. Not anybody's A$AP Rocky. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
He was signed to PGM to $3 million, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Just to be creative. But, you know, that's one off guy, bro. Just one exception. That's the only, like, example I can think of, like, nowadays that is doing good with a deal.
Yeah, for sure. But then again, bro, like, what I want to say is that, okay, it's one exception, but you can see it that way, or you can see it as it's one nigga who found a type of deal that fits his style. Because, yo, let's face facts, bro. A$AP Rocky's surrounded by the whole A$AP mob, okay? He had Yams with him. Yams was smart as fuck. A$AP himself is smart as fuck. Like, even if that type of deal wasn't, you know, showing up to him in the first place, I'm pretty sure he had to think his cards through. You know what I want to talk about, really, it's like, yo, if you know your worth as an artist, if you know your talent, then you know your position, you know what you have to do,
bro,
you should go.
Go Chindy, my bad.
Go ahead, bro. Yeah. We haven't heard you, man.
I know. I'm just saying it's all
good. Yo, this is the most Canadian fucking podcast of all time.
I'm sorry, bro. Thank you, man. Thank you. I'm sorry, bro.
But it's all good. So, for me, I'm literally in the middle, bro. For me, personally, I look at it in a business way, right?
Yeah.
If you look at it as a business, like, when you're starting a business, the worst thing you can do is get money, in my opinion, because right away you're giving up part of your company and your control, right? Mm. The best way, if you want to grow your business and get money, is to make something, like establish something, and then get investors. Like, once you have a stable income, get investors who want to help grow your shit. You know what I mean? Mm. So, like, for me personally, I'm just trying to make my own stuff. You know what I mean? Make my own wave, create it, make a nation. You know what I mean? Like, just supporters that support, like, everything that we're doing, not just like music wise, the message, the clothing, like all that shit. You know what I mean? And then
I'm all for it too.
Exactly. So, like, once that's established, I can go and meet with labels, tech companies, et cetera, and be like, yo, this is what I'm bringing to the table. What can you bring to the table for me? And how can we go forth and make the best, the most amount of money, but make this the most success? Like, how can we make this the most successful thing? You know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure. Money.
And like focus on the creative as much as it is for them making money. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And then
right, but tell me if it's like 90% of these rappers think like you, bro.
None of them do, bro. Like, only a few, you know what I mean? And those are the ones that I look up to. And like, the thing is, it's like ASAP, I literally, bro, ASAP Rocky was one of my things, bro. Like, the reason, like, for the most part, that I don't really like rocking like crazy designer shit is because I want to own what I wear, you know what I mean? Or I want to get like a deal to wear what I wear, you know what I mean? That's why I fuck with Rocky, because he first started just rocking clothes that he fucked with, but then later on he actually met with the designers and shit, and they started sponsoring it, like, you know what I mean? Like, it's not always, he's not always just being a billboard for other people. He's actually getting, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah. And like, yo, I want to bring your attention to something, okay? Everything that you're citing right now, okay? It's not true. It's not true to say that, yo, not a lot of rappers or not a lot of artists nowadays think like that. Everything that you just said right now about, you know,
Here's the thing. I get what you're saying is, like, not everybody thinks like that. I don't think not everybody thinks like that. I just think nobody wants to put in the work. So when they're given the option, one or the other, they're going to take the quick cash because they don't care. They care more about being like, they care more about putting on like showing that they've made it, and like, they just want do it, get the money for it.
I know.
Like,
I know.
So, like, for me, it's more like that's why I'm not like, like, the thing is with me, it's like, before, okay, people just didn't know about what the label did and how, that's why they got fucked. Now, okay, people would rather just give the label full control. But
bro. Okay. What I meant to say, actually, like, maybe I phrased it wrong. Okay. What I was leading up to is that, yo, the rules of the game, if you look at it that way. If you look closely, you know, actually, like, owning your shit, or I'd say at least looking like you own your shit.
Cut out again.
Cut out. Yo, can you hear me?
Yo, I
it's
think we
edit time.
Yo, oh, can y'all hear me?
There we go. He's back. Only the best quality content. Yeah, on the Surf Radio
podcast. Yo, but I've been here, though. I'm just, like, listening to you guys, bro.
Not you, Leo. I'm talking, or Ol' Sav. I'm talking to Tiger. He started cutting out.
Yeah, my bad, yo. My roommate is streaming in the other room, man. Motherfucker using that internet like a fucking ugly-ass old nigga. But, yo.
F on the chat.
Yo, but look, what I wanted to say, okay? Like, the point that I wanted to pass on. Look, if you look closely at the game at the moment as we speak, the rules, as I've mentioned at the beginning of this podcast, they have changed. And now the top niggas, the one successful, I'm talking about Drizzy. I'm talking about fucking Kanye. Let's put Jay-Z as well, because, like, yo, niggas been on top money-wise since the beginning of his career.
Jay's been independent forever.
Yeah, but, bro, like, listen, okay? All the top niggas in the game right now, okay? The rules, now the rules to be successful in the rap game, since in this oversaturated world, is to own your shit, or at least look like you own it. So that's why I'm saying, like, yo, okay, maybe not the majority of niggas in the game are thinking that way, but there is a bigger number than we think. And that's why, to me, though, when people talk about, going label or staying independent, okay, it's like, yo, it's not a one train for your entire career. Yo, deals.
No, for sure.
Most of them, they're like, what? Like, I think the longest that I've seen so far, it's like 5 years. And it's wasn't like the 2000s.
Or a certain number of albums.
There you go. Like three album deals. That's like fucking 3 years. You know what I mean? And it's like, yo, you can use like that wave, that exposure that the label gives you for a certain amount of time to build up on it further wise. Isn't that what fucking Drizzy Drake is doing? Or what he did, actually? Look at fucking OVO now. It's fucking bigger than Cash Money. Anybody? Yeah, sure. and you see any niggas in the street rocking fucking Cash Money? More than fucking OVO jackets or OVO Jordan editions and shit? Like, nah, nigga. People, like, OVO is bigger than fucking Cash Money records. And I remember 2010, bro, Young Money was the fucking biggest shit ever. And it's like...
Factual.
Yo, Drake...
Bro, like, what if in the next fucking decade, it switches up again?
Yeah, it's going to switch up. And that's why you got to keep...
Yeah, facts. It's gonna switch, but...
It's always going to switch up, bro.
No, of course. Like, but my thing is... this is not something new. The thing is, like, this is the way I look at everything. Like, I've already said this before, I believe, on the podcast. But I know for a fact, I've told you guys. Like people always say, oh, only a 1 in a million people do this. All right, why can't I be that 1 in a million? And then, again, people say, yo, it's even harder to do it just yourself. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And my thing is, I'm already trying to be 1 in a million. Why not be 1 in a billion? You know what I mean? So it's just like, for me, it's like, okay, this is the plan. Like, this is what I'm going for. I know there's going to be bumps in the road and shit, but like, this is generally what I'm trying to do. You know what I mean? Like, ideally, if I didn't have to become partners or anything at all, I wouldn't. But my thing is, I just want whatever I make, I want. That is mine. You know what I mean? Just like, I am possessive over my art because that's the only thing, like, you know what I mean?
That's yours. The only thing that represents you, like, truly, bro.
The only thing that's yours. So my thing is, nobody, I don't want anybody like own, like I want 100 own my shit 100%. You know what I mean? That's not a question.
360 deal fucking steals the copyright to your own music, bro. So, you know, and that's what everybody has, like fucking Lil Uzi, everybody.
Yeah, Yonka, yeah.
But yo, here's the thing though. Like, those are niggas that most of them, like if we take, for example, Kanye, okay, and I'm biased for Kanye, but like I'm not putting this in an opinionated way, I'm just explaining things with it. Look, what Kanye does, Kanye is a producer, a rapper, designer, whatever, okay? He creates his shit, okay? Most of the rappers...
Yeah, but
like,
he's getting fucked in his deal right now.
But hold up. Yeah, let me finish, all right? Look, Kanye, okay? Like, if you take another rapper, like fucking 50 Cent, all right? I mean, yeah, 50 Cent is making more racks. Actually, no, their fortune are actually equal, now that I think about it, but whatever. Yo, any rappers in the 2000s, okay?
Yeah.
Whenever you would go... outside of the barrier of like making music. So okay, you're a rapper, now you need products, you need side products. Okay, what do you want to do? Oh, I want to get my own shoe. Okay, sure, we're gonna contact Nike, we're gonna pull out a brand new Nike Air Force One, and we're gonna call it fucking Nike Air Force One Brooklyn 50 Cent Edition, whatever. Okay, I'm just making up names over here, all right? Yeah. And it's like, yo, none of these rappers, okay, did more than get on the fucking phone with Nike executives and be like, yeah, I want that color on my shoe, and that's it. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
but now for people that are creative enough, and I'm talking about people like us, because, yo, Chandy, you draw. I draw as well. I make my own beats. Chandy, I know you're a producer. I know you have it in you. Someday I'm going to fucking teach you in tech, and you're going to be a dope-ass producer, okay? Gangster, niggas that are actually creative, A$AP Rocky, Kanye West, Pharrell Williams, all the fucking top niggas in the game, even fucking Jaden Smith, even though niggas a fucking prick on Twitter. Yo, these niggas, bro, they create their own shit, and now themselves, okay, like, they're superstars, but if we bring it to our scale, we don't always have the exact power or the money or the traction to, like, be able to put out something and bring enough attention so that people fill up our pockets with racks worth the effort and the value create.
Well, not Yo. With that attitude.
Bro. Let me finish.
I'm just making fun of you.
It's cool, man. It's cool, bro. Opinions. It's what we need for that podcast. You know what I mean? Exactly. Look, same. Listen. It's like, yeah, okay. Maybe we can have, like, you know, we can someday, you know, just, like, bring out enough attraction, enough exposure for us to.
But, like, I don't. Okay, I need to know, why do you say it like that? Why do you not think it's possible to?
I'm not saying it's impossible, bro. Okay, I'm saying that, yo, if, like, fucking Def Jam tomorrow calls me and be like, yo, we can let you be creative for this amount of money, and, like, all we do is put your music in fucking billboards in the metro. We send it to fucking creators on Spotify. We add it to playlists and shit. All you have to do is do you, okay? Me, all I have to worry about is keep doing what I've been doing for the past 4 years with you guys. You know what I mean? It's what I'm saying. And it's like, at some point, when you're very intense, very creative enough with your shit the way Kanye does, it's like the company literally lets you sit at the table. Yo, Kanye right now, like, I'm not even sure, like, I'm just gonna, like, you know, speculate numbers here, but I'm pretty sure that, like, yo, the year fucking The Life of Pablo drops, yo, the Yeezys represented at least 50% of the sales for shoes for Adidas. I'm pretty sure of that. I'm pretty fucking sure of that.
But here's my thing, right? Mm-hmm. Like, okay, so ideally, you would want to do your shit alone, right?
Not necessarily, bro.
Okay. So then the reason I ask that is because then, like, the way you look at, like, so for me, my thing is, my goal is to do it alone. You know what I mean? If I get an opportunity that would help me and I would partner with somebody, then of course I'm gonna take it. But my goal, I want to do it, like, it's hard to explain, bro. It's just like there's the ideal situation, right? Mm-hmm. But, like, and then there's, like, okay, I can do it this way too. Like, I don't understand the point of, like, because I don't understand the compromise, like, before you do anything yourself. You know what I mean? Like, for example, like, if Def Jam calls me tomorrow, you know what I mean? It's obviously, like, the way you said that, like the deal that you said that they would offer, that would never be offered. And if you thought, like, at our point right now, and if you think that, like, just because, like I've been if you study this shit, man, like, and I know you do, so I know, like, you're not saying, like, this is the first deal that they would give, but, like,
yeah, no, for sure,
for the most part, they would royally fuck you. Like,
hold up. Let me put out a point, though. Okay, so I talked about earlier about, like, yo, people not necessarily studying the game properly before they go and talk to the bigger players, all right? So companies, labels, are the bigger players. Matter of fact, they're the bigger players because they control smaller players, all right?
But the thing is, it's different now because literally, bro, with social media and the streaming service, like, bro, the fact that we can make something and upload our stuff to streaming services has changed the game, bro.
Yeah, yo, what Chendi's, yo. Cause
like, it's not the same anymore, bro. Like,
yo,
like,
by the way, bro, quick parenthesis. You remember the last podcast, I told you that I would crack the fucking Spotify. Yo, bro. I did. And it's like, yo, I'm gonna tell you exactly why it's not so fucking nice and not so fucking fluffy and shit. So listen, here's the way Spotify works. And this is a quick parenthesis, and it's gonna lead up to like what we're talking about right now. So listen, Spotify, okay, you got playlists over there, all right? And what we don't know, what they don't tell you.
Well,
okay?
Labels pay for artists to get on their playlist.
Yeah. But it's not exactly that. But yeah, there is that way, but it's not black on white like that. Listen, Spotify has playlists. Okay, there's the creator's playlist, like generated by Spotify. So fucking Rap Caviar, Hip Hop Raider, whatever, you know them. Okay, and then there's playlists that are controlled by people like you and me. Talk to you about it, okay? This is something you know, okay? Here's the part that people don't necessarily know. There's those playlists. I mean, we know it actually, but they're tiered up. They're literally like, okay, 10K followers to 50K followers. This is one scale of a playlist, okay? And then 50K to 100K followers. That's another scale. And et cetera, until you reach the Rap Caviar, the Spotify generated playlists. Okay, those are the ones with millions of followers and shit. This is where you want to be. This is like the fucking Billboard magazine cover that you get facts. Like you drop an album and you want to fucking grab me your chest.
Playlists are gonna be the new Billboard.
Okay, yeah, exactly. And listen,
they almost are, bro.
Yo, this is the way it works with Spotify. So Spotify. When you drop a music, when you drop songs on Spotify, okay, there's an algorithm calculating the amount of plays you generate on a certain amount of time, okay. So if you release a song right now, okay, first day you get 10k plays, okay.
It goes on the 10k playlist.
It goes on to 10k playlist. Not like those playlists are not necessarily generated by Spotify.
You just blew my mind.
Yo, bro. Listen. I'm not done. Look, those playlists, done, they're controlled by people. Yo, guys, let me finish. Look, those playlists, they're controlled by people like you and me, as I told you. So when you drop a song, you bump a 10K a day, okay? Fucking Disney scenario. People generating those playlists at 10K, they're going to see it appear in their suggestions, you know? They're going to be like, hey, listen, maybe you should listen to that song. It should fit well in that playlist. And they're going to be like, oh, okay, I'm going to listen to it. And then they listen to it, and they see the amount of plays, and they'd be like, yeah, fuck it, I'm going to add it to your playlist. So they add it to their playlist, and then you go up another scale. Your plays rack up. And the more they rack, they go up a scale, up an echelon, upper echelon, shout out fucking Travis Scott for that song, okay? until I'm saying until, that's another Disney scenario, until you reach a point where you have enough plays for Spotify curators, so actual people working at the Spotify offices, okay, the ones checking the songs from labels that pay fucking Spotify to be like, yo, this my nigga, okay, I pay you 100K, you put it on Rap Caviar. Those people are going to look at your song and they're going to be like, this song has 500K plays and it dropped 2 weeks ago. This is fucking dope. Let's add it to Rap Caviar. And that's how you get one-hit wonder niggas. That's how you get niggas out of nowhere. That's how, like, the fucking Spotify charts, like, changes every fucking day, or let's say every week, to be fair. And you see new niggas coming up, and you're gonna be like, oh shit, this nigga is gonna be on Double XL. Oh shit, this nigga is like, yo, this is how it works. So
that's crazy. That's crazy.
The whole element that we need to understand out of this is that your key.
We need first day numbers.
There you go. And how you get first day numbers, bro? You need exposure. Get a cult
fan base.
Exactly. And bro, for that, you need exposure. And what? Yo, who can give you exposure better than labels, bro?
Yeah, but bro, but that's that's or you can do it yourself, like build the audience.
Yeah, yo,
like,
I get what Candy's like, trying to say though. Like it's like, really saying you're not 100% dependent on a motherfucking label, bro.
I know. No. Tiger, like my thing is like I want to do it myself.
Yeah, for sure. Like, you know, bro.
Like for me, it's just like. No, I finally figured out how to say it. It's like legit, bro. Like I completely understand like signing to a label and like I don't like working for somebody else. The reason like I enjoy my job right now is because I'm literally my own boss when I'm at work. You know what I mean? Like I work alone. I do what needs to get done, like, and I dictate my day type of thing, right? I want to do this myself.
But I will tell you.
So for people that look that think like me, like I don't want like people just to think that you can like you have to just go like that. That's why like you said, there's such a like saturation of people just trying to do it themselves, but. Like some people need the label because they just can't do it. But like if you can do it yourself, like
why not?
Exactly.
True.
And I'm trying to it went from a debate to me trying to convince you of this. Like
yo, bro. Listen. And listen. Okay. And like
I just realized this right that like
bro, it's cool. It's cool, man. Listen. Okay, and I'm gonna step out of the fourth wall for a little. Like, yo, okay, my opinion is not black on white of what I'm saying right now. Like, I'm stretching a little bit just for the sake of the fucking podcast. But I'm standing on my point though that labels are not necessarily as evil or as bad as we depict them to be. And it's like
I think it's bad that artists are just willing to just jump right ahead and let a label take control of everything, because if you really want a fruitful career, then you need to build it yourself first, because people want to be there at the beginning. And like,
and bro, that's why I'm saying, bro, you need to learn what the fucking rules of the games are, bro. It's like, yo, listen, as a salesman in the store, okay, and like I've done this because I've worked as a salesman in the store. Or you see a client that can give you an easy sell because he doesn't know what he wants to buy, or he doesn't know about what he wants to buy. Okay, you can tell them whatever the fuck you want, and then they're gonna fucking buy it because yo, they're not informed. And it's like, yo, I'm sounding like a loan shark. I'm sounding like a fucking Rumpelstiltskin petty ass nigga. But that's just the basic rule of capitalism. It's like, yo, get informed on what you want. It's like, bro, there's tons of companies. Let me finish, bro. Look, there's tons of companies.
Finish, bro.
There's tons of companies, man. Like, fucking, they got great products. They got great products. And it's like, yo, what they sell is legit, all right? But, like, they know and they are aware that, like, yo, listen, if I want to sell that to, like, the bigger product, the American market, capitalism and shit, it's like, yo, I'm going to need some investment. So they go to fucking Wall Street. They go to Nasdaq. They go to fucking, you know, Dow Jones and shit. It's like, yo, they need that, bro. And it's not a bad thing. It's not a bad thing if you know what you're doing, if you're aware of the rules, if you're woke enough to, you know, have done your studies, do your research. And I know you do that, Chandy. I know you're aware. And that's why I respect your opinion, because you've did your research the same way we did, and you came out to your own conclusions. But, like, there's some niggas who can get a lot of advantage out of just, like, you know, you read your shit, and, like, you can understand and be like, okay, maybe a label is not so bad.
But here's the thing, though, right? But what you're saying is the exact same thing I'm saying, but you should change the perspective on that from the label signing you to you partnering with the label, because I don't feel like artists should ever sign to a label, because like when that happens, you're just like, you need to know the other side of your career. You can't just be like, if you really want to like be able to be bring like if you really want to bring this to like the biggest it can and most successful it can be, and you want to have an actual fruitful career, you can't just sit by while everybody else does shit that you have no idea what they're doing. You need to know what they're doing, because that is 50% of your career.
That's facts.
You know what I mean? Like, you can't just hand that away. And because of that, I don't think any artist should sign with a label. Partner with the label, that's fine. Mm-hmm. Because when you partner, you're both... That means you guys are... Understand both of your ends, and you know the common goal. And that common goal is the only goal. When you sign to a label, the label is trying to, like... At the end of the day, they're just trying to make money off of you. They can give you whatever say you want, but their goal isn't for you to be as big of an artist as you want to be. It's to make as money, as much money as possible off of you.
Okay. Yeah, I understand that. Yeah, for sure.
And that's just business. If they can take advantage of you, they're going to take advantage of you, and they're not going to feel sorry about it.
Yeah, that's capitalism. Like you said, bro, it's fucking... Yo, my last opinion, I say fucking...
The last opinion, we have another like 24 minutes, fam.
For sure, bro.
For me, bro, because it's late in Brazil, man, and I work tomorrow. Man. Like, I wake up super
Yo, bro, 24 minutes, man. You got this. Come on, bro.
All right, let's go.
What time is it over there right now?
Bro, let me tell you.
I think it's like 10:20, no?
It's 10:20, yeah.
Okay.
But yo,
okay, go ahead.
Trying to
say, bro, is like, I get where Tiger is coming from and I get where Chendi is coming from. Like, I get that you can get a lot more easy stuff like connects and the big players and everything with the labels. But, you know, what Chendi is trying to say is like, yeah, but what if I can do like most of that stuff? Like, I don't really need them to do like the booking agency, like maybe marketing and stuff. But like for
marketing
CD. For distribution, though, you can fucking do a deal for that. Like, Chance the Rapper, bro. He has a distribution deal, but he's still independent. He's doing a lot of shit by himself with his own team and everything, bro. He's, like, basically on his own fucking company, like Chandy was saying, like, I want to be the boss of my own shit. Like, I don't really want to feel like I'm working for somebody, like, in a label. Like, if they say you need a hit by this time, you got to get it done, bro. You got to reach the numbers. You got to really sign your contract, bro. You got to, you know, a contract is a trade-off. Like, they say
Yo,
you
got to
play this much, sell this shit.
Yo, by the way, I wanted to bring like actually a question, because I haven't informed myself much on this, and it seems like Chendi, you had more information on it.
What's up?
Yo, that fucking Kanye, what is it, like EFI, EMI deal or whatever?
Yeah, bro.
Yo, okay, what's up with that?
Okay, so like I kind of looked into it. I don't know all of the details, but I have a pretty good idea of it. All right. So for him, he signed a bunch of his like music rights to this label for like a bunch of projects. And like pretty much essentially like it's like really fucked, because like he won't like he's not really like he's trying to make money off of his music. But at the same time, they take so much of a cut that he's barely making money off of his music. Like when it's all said and done, when he puts his money back into like when you reinvest like. Your money into yourself, you haven't really made anything, you know what I mean? Because like he'll like because he pretty much likes to do everything, like I'm assuming it's why he's broke.
Yeah.
So like, and I don't know if he's broke, but that's why he's in this situation, right? But essentially, so he's trying to reinstate the contract, because in California every 7 years you can renew a contract, or like that contract is null and void or some shit. But he's trying to do it in a different state, and because of that they might be saying that the California laws may not be held up, may not hold up in court. So he's like trying to get that shit and own his shit again. And I don't know if this is true, but I was listening on the Joe Budden podcast that apparently because of this deal, like he can't really retire.
Yeah, I saw that. I was reading that.
I don't know that fine print. I have no idea what that's about.
Yeah. Yo, basically, Kanye, like, he told his own future again on fucking New Slaves, bro. Here you go.
Bro, like, it's so funny that, like, what he writes into his music, like, what we write into our music happens.
Yeah.
Yo. Basically. Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Bro, when I was rapping about crack, bro, I was doing crack. Not gonna fucking spoil the tea or whatever, like, spill the tea. I don't know how to say. But still. Yeah, thank you. But you know,
I didn't know that was a saying until, yeah.
Oh, yeah, but it is, bro. Like, when I started rapping about doing my own shit, bro, I started doing my own shit. Getting cleaned up and getting a job and fucking getting money and whatever, bro. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's fucking facts, though.
Yo.
But still, keep talking.
I feel like what happened with Kanye, and I guess it's something that I relate a little bit. Okay, I feel like Kanye West in the game in general is like one of the few artists that I can actually say today is not making it for the money. And it's like not in the way of saying not in the way of saying like, oh, he's humble or whatever. Like, yo, nigga ain't narcissist. Humble for 2 fucking cents. But like, bro,
he does it because he loves like music.
Yo, he's a creator, okay? And me personally, the reason why I do my shit as well, it's like I like to create. Like my goal, if I want to be rich, like legit, my limit, and I'm setting myself a limit. It's like, bro, yo, and it's a big amount of money, but like I'm setting my limit to fucking $40 million.
Oh, bro, I'm trying to be a billionaire.
Yo, and that's good. That's fucking good.
But that's like, bro, the fact that you know, that's amazing. You know what I mean? Self-awareness is key, fam.
No, it's because, bro, listen, like me, okay, I want to have enough money to, like, you know, well, for a fact, just don't give a fuck about my grandchildren and their grandchildren, you know? Be cool for that, okay? Have peace enough. And just also being able to have zero limit when it comes to creation. And it's like, I'm saying 40 million as if, like, it's no limit. Like, yo, this world has never stopped proving us that, yo, fucking money is not setting, it can't set you limits and stuff. Like, bro, that's a fucking lie. But like, listen, like, yo, with 40 million, for me, it's like, bro, I can have my own house somewhere. And like, you know, if I want to make music, I'm going to make music. If I want to get the fucking artist and he's asking me for $150,000 for a feature, I'm going to pay $150,000 for the feature. I don't give a fuck. I'm going to just do it just for the sake of it, that it's going to be a dope song and it's going to sound fucking dope. That's why, like, yo, and like my shit, my creation, I want to share it to the world, because like I feel like as humans, and I'm going into like more deeper fucking shit, but like I'ma still do it, whatever. Fucking bite my ass, I don't give a shit. Listen, okay? I feel like as humans, okay, it's our fucking goal, or it's a fucking job to, you know, share your vision to the world and not impose it, but at least share it. Okay, you don't need to hold back about how you think. You don't need to hold back about what like how you see the world and like you like your vision. And it's just like, yo, the moment you impose it, that's when you go wrong. The moment you be like, yo, you got to see it the same way that I do. You got to do exactly what I do. You know, you're going wrong. So like, bro, me, I'm just trying to create and, you know, show my creations to the world and then let them think whatever the fuck they want out of it. That's just that's my goal. And with $40 million, I feel like that's enough money for me to do that for the rest of my life. That's what it is, bro. It's like, yeah, Kanye is the same type of person. This nigga, like, bro, he's more influential than any nigga in the game right now, okay? Let's face facts.
Yeah, he been, though.
Like,
he been.
Okay, bro, yeah, he been, bro.
Yeah, for real. And it's like, yo, probably arguably the only nigga is, like, Drake, maybe. But even Drake, it's like, Drake hopped on wave, like, on wave, on wave, on wave,
on wave. Bro,
yeah.
It's two sides of the same coin, bro.
Yo, you know what's funny, though? Like, Drake had to wait for Kanye to do his last commercial move, which was re-released fucking So Far Gone on streaming platforms. He had to wait for Kanye to clear a sample to actually be like, okay, I can release it. So that's another proof that Kanye has fucking Drake by the balls. But listen, look, Drake... hopped on wave from wave to wave to wave to get where he is, while Kanye created waves after waves after waves.
That's not true, bro. At the same time, Kanye, like, Kanye was with Pain, like T-Pain. He was with Cudi. He was with like Travis. Like he also takes he takes influence too, bro. You can't. But like I agree that Jesus, Drake is just hopping. But like, I see Drake more as an A&R, bro.
Nah, like okay, listen. The different why I'm saying that Kanye doesn't hop on waves is that look, okay. Listen, bro. The thing, look, Drake. Okay, to go further, he looks around and see what's about to blow up. You said it the last time, and then he hops on that shit. A&R. Kanye West, he looks at what you know is interesting to him or what could benefit his music. And again, I'm not saying that's you know it's a good thing to do. But yo, then again, Salvo, I'm gonna quote you: "We are but just an intersection of all our influences." And it's true though,
bro. That's the only the only difference there. Like you just said to me, those two. What you just said, the two definitions that you said sound so similar. The only difference is that Drake is trying to like.
Nah, bro. The difference is that Kanye doesn't hop on the thing that the next big thing. Oh, shout out to fucking Blueface. Nah, like, bro. Okay, Drake hops on the next thing that's going to be hot. Fucking Migos, fucking Blood Boy JB. XXXTentacion, bro. Yeah, whatever. Exactly. Kanye.
I love Mechanic, bro.
Yeah, Kanye is like, okay, bro, like, your shit right now is fucking fire. And that would be dope for my album. And he's not taking it because the name is hot. He's taking it because, like, yo, it's actually dope what you're doing. You know what I mean? That's why I respect that.
But the thing is, the reason. Okay, so you can say what you want about the people that Drake has co-signed, but the thing is like those people are extremely good, like musically to where they're from. Like, for example, Lil Baby, like he, like I know, like we don't think of it as like, I don't know, some people may not think of it as art, but the trap sound, that is art, you know what I mean? Like, and it took me, like, it's commercialized, but it's art. Like Lil Baby, like I've really started listening to him, he's crazy, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
he is.
Migos, like that's another entire wave. Even 21, like 21 Savage, like I fuck with his music a heavy, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. All these guys, even Fetty Wap. Fetty Wap had good music.
Yo, I miss that nigga, bro.
You know what I mean? When he hopped on Giggs. Giggs has a crazy following in London and worldwide, you know what I mean? Even though he's not popped off as much in North America, you know what I mean?
Yo, like, Sabo, what did you want to say?
Yeah, so. Nothing much, bro. I was gonna say fucking Fetty Wap was like Batman, bro. He gave up like 5 songs on a fucking top 10 and then he disappeared, bro.
Yeah, it's sad, bro.
What I'm trying to say is like it's pretty much the same thing, bro. It's just that for Kanye, he's not trying to do it to further his career. He's just doing it like
to create
create music. And like for me, I don't think that Drake isn't trying to do that either. He's just equally trying to use that to like further his music.
Let me tell you why I don't think Drake is doing it for the sake of creating. Because like
look at the Grammys, Grammys does fucking Kanye has, though?
Let me finish.
I'm saying
look, you said it. You pointed out the other time, like, yo, Kanye, look at the amount of features on Kanye's album. And then look at the amount of features on Drake's albums.
Yeah, Drake is just loaded with
features. It's like, bro, he drops singles on the off season. It's like, oh, let me hop on your remix. Oh, let me hop on that song.
Yeah, bro, but that's what I like. Like, for me, like, but that's just two different types of artists. For me, right now, I like doing my own shit. Like my album, I don't want anybody else on. But there's gonna be a time when I want to collaborate and make bigger stuff later. I don't think you should penalize an artist for not wanting to open his art. Like, bro, it took me so long to collab with you guys. You know what I mean? Like, I don't think like you should penalize somebody because they don't want to work with as many people.
But you know, it's like
J. Cole when he says, bro, he wants to do the music and just alone, bro.
Like, for me,
and his own word and shit. Like, it's time to create. Yeah. And I mean,
Chandy, I mean, like, for me, I guess I'm in between because, like, I'm starting to, like, you know, get the similar approach than you for my music, like, from my mixtapes and stuff. But I still have the creator approach, like, you know, the collab January. Yo, I love that fucking collab because, like, bro,
it's crazy. We need to drop a video for that shit.
Yo, for real. And it's like,
yo, where is it, bro?
Yo, listen, like, yo, this song, okay? And I'm gonna keep saying it, like, my verse is whack, okay? My verse is whack.
Nah, bro, you bring in the vibe.
I give zero single fucks about my part because, like, the entire
That's why it was good.
Putting it up. It's like fucking dope, okay? Like, yo, that singer at the beginning is fucking dope. Yo, Salvo's part at the end is fucking dope. Bro,
like I was in jail, bro. Fucking Kodak.
Bro, phone, bro. Yo, that
adds to the vibe, bro.
Bro, that overlap that Chandy did, it's fucking dope, bro. The singing of fucking Cameron is fucking dope. It's like everything there is dope. And that's what I like to do, man. It's like, yo, if I can't do that on a higher scale with $40 million and be like, okay, I just made this dope-ass beat and I don't give a fuck if I do only the hook, I know this nigga would be dope on it. And if I have to pay $10 million to that nigga, I'm gonna fucking do it. I don't give a fuck. I'm gonna still do it, bro. It's like, yo.
No, I completely get that. But I don't understand why you penalize, like, you, like, Drake for doing the exact same, doing that in a different way. Like,
It's like, yo.
Because, no, like, you're essentially calling him less creative because he doesn't want
to. Okay. Creative-wise, though, like, I have my opinion on Drake, and, like, I'm gonna keep that for another debate. But, like, bro, to me, it's like, yo, you look at Drake's singles, okay, aside from the album context, okay? So, like, we're going to take out Nice for What. We're going to take out Upset, okay? Let's talk about the off-season's fucking singles, okay? Yo, you got Versace Remix, okay, for fucking the Migos. Bro, he hopped on that shit. It's like, okay, you got the YG Who Do You Love fucking song that he did. Okay, you got Look Alive, Black Boy JB. Bro, you got fucking...
Tuesday.
And like, bro, everybody knows what OVO niggas did to I Love My Conan. They beat that nigga up. Yo, physically, mentally, and fucking economically, bro. They fucked that nigga up, bro. OVO
sweatshop, bro.
Yo, exactly. You know what I mean? It's like, bro, I can't, like, fully respect the nigga, even though he's from our homeland, bro. Like, yo, I love Drake. I like that nigga. I love Drake, bro. I'm going to sound like Soulja Boy. I love Drake. Drake. He my nigga. But, like, Drake? Bro, doing your off-season, like if your off-season consists of, like, yo, okay, this nigga is about to blow up. Yo, let me do a song with him. And like,
bro,
yo, yeah, it's fine.
That's how you do it, bro. That's how you further your career, bro.
Yeah, I know.
Hopping on other people's shit, killing it, so that their fans come to me when I drop a new song. That's how you do it. That's called marketing.
I know it's called marketing. On the marketing aspect, it's good, you know? I respect him for that. But, like, for the culture, for the sake of creating, because I have my creator mind here,
because, like, creative-wise, like, that's literally what I want to do. I want it, like, if
you're
down...
But it's not being creative, though, bro. It's literally being, bro, your shit is hot. Like, bro, let me do the same thing.
Bro, but like, you not voice. Think it's appreciating? Like, nah, for me, it's man, more like, nah, yo, that's bro, dope. Bro, let's
bro, it's trying to stay relevant,
bro,
man.
Nah, bro, it's not only that, bro. Like, here's the thing. If Drake couldn't do it, he wouldn't do it.
True.
Like, bro, if he went in the stew with Bad Bunny, mm-hmm. and the track was whack,
Bro, that shit was unnecessary, bro. That shit was fucking... And yo, it's a marketing scheme. You can actually see it.
But the song slaps.
Bro, okay. Let me...
The song slaps.
Quick parenthesis. Quick parenthesis, bro. Quick parenthesis, bro. Okay, in 5 years, I don't give a fuck what you say, okay? If hip-hop has to give up his number one spot of the most popular genre to something, it's going to be Latino fucking songs from Latin America. Oh. Yo, okay, parenthesis closed. Bro, that was a marketing scheme move. He hopped on the fucking
But here's the thing, bro. Like, you're saying, I don't... Two things can be true at once. He could have wanted to hop on the wave to further his career, but he could have also wanted to do it for the creative, bro. If I can hop on that type of song, I'm going to hop on that type of song.
Nah, bro.
Like, creatively, that's amazing.
Drake straight up giving out stimulus packages, bro. Bro, listen.
Yes,
listen to what I'm trying to say. Okay?
Yes.
Listen. Drake be on fucking Fetty Wap now. A lot of people is gonna see Fetty Wap because of Drake. Like, but you understand what I'm trying to say, bro. Like, they mostly pop locally. And then when Drake hops on the shit, every fucking body knows it.
Exactly. It's
Trap Queen was already viral. Bro, I know the value goes up, but like, here's the thing, right? When we hear a dope song, mm-hmm. we want to remix it, right?
Mm-hmm. Hello?
Hey?
The answer's right there. When we hear a dope song, we like to remix it, right?
Okay, but bro, okay, I have one question
bro,
for you.
Bro, if I drop a remix and it helps blow up, my career.
Bro, Chandy, like, I have one question for you. Mm-hmm. Okay, you know, you've heard about the song Lemon, Pharrell Williams with Rihanna, right? Right? You've heard that song, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay, so what was Drake doing when he decided to do a remix to that song? That remix was whack, bro.
That was trying to get back with Rihanna.
Nigga, that's some whack shit, bro. He was trying to do it for the hype, bro.
Bro, they also have ass songs. Like,
Bro, Pharrell Williams pops an album every, like, 4 years or something, and every time he drops some shit, it pops off. Fucking Drake was like, oh, you didn't get me on the album.
Bro, thing is, two things can happen be true at the same time. I just don't understand why you got...
Nah, bro, like, I'm sorry, but, like, yo, Drake, yo, he does not do it for the creative aspect, bro. He's not doing it for that, yo. Like, I'm sorry, I don't buy it.
That we're arguing two completely different things. I'm not saying I'm not saying he believes what I'm saying. I'm just arguing for the sake of arguing. Why can't two things be true at once?
Nah, it's like, yo, they can't.
Sir, Kaz McMind is calling me, so I'll put myself on mute. Keep talking.
All right, bro. What I'm saying is that, look, okay? Yeah, two things can happen at once, okay? It's like, yeah, he can do it for the creative culture aspect. Yeah, okay, he can also do it as a marketing scheme. And sometimes he gives some good-ass songs. Like fucking Sicko Mode. Sicko Mode is dope, even though the fucking white kids on Facebook and shit juiced it up for the memes and shit. It was a good song, okay? But like on some other cases, it's like, yo, he hops on the remix, he hops on the song, and you're like, bro, what the fuck are you doing, Drizzy Drake? What the fuck are you doing?
Yeah, he does it for the hype for sure, but like,
exactly,
what is that hype? That thing's... But what if when Drake does that, it profits more the other artist than it does himself, though? Like, what if he's doing
it? It doesn't. It's not the case, bro. Bro, let me tell you why it's not the case. It's not the case,
bro, but the Migos has been there, and they've been relevant as, like, forever, bro. And they were popping, like, locally. Once Drake hop on the shit, everybody knew Migos, bro. They still here. It benefited them a lot, bro. They were doing the thing, yeah, but fucking Drake gave them, like, a big... Just big exposure, like Look at these guys.
Okay, but bro, what about fucking Blockboy JB, bro? Where's Blockboy JB right now? I'm looking. I got my fucking eyes open right now. Blockboy, where are you, bro? Nowhere to be seen.
That's what I'm saying. It depends. It depends how they fucking do it, bro. Like, it depends more on the artist than not. If they don't know how to deal with the family, they don't know how to deal with all the situations that happen, bro.
And
they
like, yo, that nigga's smart enough to, like, he's smart enough to, like, do it with niggas who can actually, like, you know, he can actually cope with. Because, like, bro, when he can, he still finds a way to, like, grab that popping energy to, like, add him to the to his roster. That fucking XXXTentacion. Oh, my bad. Hold up.
Yeah, okay.
Sorry, I dropped my phone. Look, that fucking XXXTentacion flow, okay? Oh, no. Yo, okay? XXXTentacion was an emo SoundCloud rapper, okay? It does not fit with the Toronto nigga repping OVO and Nike fucking shoes everywhere. But he still said, like, oh, yo, that nigga popping in the streets. So what I'm gonna do, I'm gonna fucking take his flow. And that's what he did. And, like, yo, I was like, bro.
I'm not saying that is completely honest and he's not doing creatively. Like, he's not doing it 100%. He's obviously making more for money and everything. And He still got his own thing, bro. Like, what I'm trying to say is sometimes that guy, what's the name of the guy you just said, bro? Like, JB or whatever.
J Balvin and
Blockboy JB.
Oh,
bro.
Okay, that guy, bro. Okay, listen. You say he ain't popping right now, yeah, but I'm pretty sure he's eating right, bro.
And no, bro. The thing is, the Memphis scene. He's popping off in Memphis.
Straight up, yo. Yeah, that's what I'm trying to say. Listen, fuck yo, guys. You're making me fucking lose my point here, man.
Man. I mean, yo. I like Drake, bro.
Remember when fucking Childish Gambino went on the front of the Globe and I don't know fucking what they said. Shout out to the Migos. They it fucking double, tripled the fucking feature price, the fucking touring prices. It did everything. I'm pretty sure that Black Boy, something you said, he's pretty much eating pretty good because Drake inflated his numbers, bro.
I don't know, bro.
He's never gonna miss fucking the touring, bro. Trinidad James, all this forgotten people, OG Michael, they still living off the fucking bros.
Yeah, I guess it's like what his bar in fucking Back to Back, bro. He got the Midas touch because, like, literally everything he touches turns to fucking gold. Oh my god, bro.
He's not doing creatively like 100%, like, let's say a Kanye or something, but he's fucking doing it like it's like the 80-20 rule, bro. He's probably doing 80% for money and 20% creative, bro. I mean, that shit is universally works everywhere. Why wouldn't it work with Drake?
Bro, I respect that, man. But, like, yo, I'm just saying. Hey, yo, we sidetracked so much, bro.
Honestly.
I gotta make my food, but, like, yo.
It's all good.
One last 5 minutes, though. One last 5 minutes about this shit. Okay. So, like, yo, let me just resume my points lastly, bro. Like, yo, the labels, okay, I you convinced me, like, part ways on some points here and there, Chandy. Like, yo, it's better, like, to do your shit if you can do it yourself rather than, like, have some fucking big-ass company do it for you. Yeah. That I agree with you 100%, but I'm still standing on the point that, like, yo, labels, if you take your time to study how they work, how the game is working, you can easily find your way. Or if label is not your way, then don't take it. And that's all I have to say. That's all I have to say.
For real. Okay, yo, my fucking point still is the same. Yo, I wouldn't go, like, for a label straight up. I would do the max I could do by my own as independent and as fucking, like, by my own I can. But if someday I have to, like, if I have the opportunity to sign to somebody, like, I'm going to do it. But listen, I'm not going to just sit here and listen to somebody to...
Yeah.
Yo, no, listen.
No, listen, bro, listen, I'm sorry. Me. I'm laughing because you were so, like, adamant before. But, like, now I know you're going to clarify your point. But, like, it's funny the way you said it.
yeah. No, no, no. Listen, bro, I would do it if the opportunity came to me, but, like, we know realistically that's not fucking happening anytime soon, so I'd rather just fucking do it what I can do and do it by myself.
Nah, when it just bums me when, like, yo, you look on Nas's impact in the game, you look at Jay-Z's impact in the game, and, like, you look at fucking Jay-Z's bank account, and then you look at Nas's bank account, and you're like, yo, what happened? You know what I mean?
That's because they didn't want to capitalize on all that shit, bro. That's all.
Ooh. All right.
That's all, bro. Like, read into it, especially Nasir, he talked about it. Like, he didn't want to do all that shit. Like, that Jay-Z's doing. He, like, realized, like, in his 30s, he's just like, yo, I just want to figure out me.
Yeah, but yo, here's the thing, though. Today, though, fucking Nasir right now, he's trying to, like, pull out some fucking hustlers move on the side. Like, he's trying to, you know, sign Dave East, other niggas. It's like, yo, okay, he's trying to catch up because he's seeing what P. Diddy and Jay-Z are doing. And it's like, I don't want to say, yo, too late, buddy, but, like, bro.
It's never just, too late, bro.
It's never too late. It's never too late.
Bro,
yeah, sure.
Especially just for business-wise, bro. The older you are, the better you'll be for business, bro.
Yeah, true, because you have more experience. Exactly. Yeah, for sure. And, I mean, yo, I'm not going to disrespect Nas any further because he's my fucking favorite rapper, man. Fuck all these niggas, bro. Fuck all these niggas, man.
Great. Anyways, and with that, I feel like we've come to a close. If we keep adding caveats to the situation, we're going to be here for another 45 minutes.
Yo,
so,
Chandy, what can you retain today? You can retain how the fucking Spotify playlist system works.
Exactly, sir. And that's what we're naming this shit. Or no, we're naming this shit something else.
Call it the Spotify pyramidal scheme. You know,
like, yo, that's Spotify fucking pyramid scheme. That's
yeah,
what we got.
There you go. Bro.
All right. Yo, and that.
You're the new Ty Lopez, bro. Chase, peace.
There we go.
Here in my garage.
I feel like
got a two Spotify's here.
All righty. And I think that ends the Surf Radio podcast for today, episode 3. Yeah, guys, thanks. Thanks again for this stimulating conversation.
Yo, it was good, bro.
Yeah, fam. Anyways, give him your ats on everything, and then we'll head out.
I wakeup.gpg. So I fucking Instagram shit. Follow that nigga. Your boy almost at 100, 800. Follow your boy. And yeah, man. Savo, tell him.
Yo, I'm at SXVO, bro. 616SXVO. That shit is complicated, bro. But it's not, man.
It's all good. Don't worry.
It is complicated.
They'll find you. If they want to, they'll find you. So we got wakeup.jpg.
Wake_up.gpg.
Okay. All right. You know what's for you guys? It's at @dshandy. Follow me and you'll find everybody else. Let's go. Nah, I'm kidding, though. But,
yeah, it's true, though.
But, yeah, the man doesn't lie, bro.
All right, bro, we stretching that shit as fuck, bro. You're just fucking killing me, bro.
All right, I'll kill it. I'll kill it. Join us next time. Peace.
See you.